Welcome to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. I'm Dr. K. Duray-Raj. For those of you guys don't know me, you can find me on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is www.beautybydrk.com. And I am a plastic surgeon. I do head and neck facial plastic surgery. I'm based in Los Angeles in beautiful Pasadena, California. And I'm a mother of four. I'm chairman of my department of surgery at Huntington Hospital in Pasadena. And I'm a big advocate for women, women's beauty, and maintaining your attractiveness. So I want to talk to you and teach you guys all about the science of vibrant, sexy skin and looking your best at every age. I hope you'll tune in and learn more with my weekly podcast and my amazing guests and beauty bosses that are coming on here. So let's get started.
This is Bethany.
Hi,
Bethany Cosentino from the Best Coast.
Yay!
And she, if you, for those of you who don't know, amazing musician.
Thank you.
Talented songwriter and guitarist. And like, I'm so honored that you've come to see me.
I'm so honored that you're my doctor now.
Oh, you're the best.
Thank you.
I feel like you have such a natural and honest vibe. And like, that really speaks to me and my followers, I'm sure. And your followers love you. And they trust everything you say.
Yeah.
So we've had great conversations this year about how it's okay to fix your face, right?
Yeah.
What's well, before, your philosophy on that?
Well, before, as you know, I've talked to you about this before. Before I started seeing you, I was like sort of freaked out by this whole world of maintaining beauty because there was like this stigma behind it that I felt like it was either I was going to do too much or it was like, does this suddenly mean that I'm like not natural? I don't know. It was like a whole thing that I had in my head. And then when I started seeing Dr. K and just like asking questions and talking to you, it sort of became a thing where I realized that there's nothing wrong with this and that everybody is able to sort of like make their own judgment and like decisions on whether it works for them or it doesn't, or like what specific treatments work. And the reason I love you so much is because you're so transparent about all of it. You answer every question.
I really like to be transparent because I think that you need to approach your face as a matter of maintenance. And we are all living such long lifespans now. Women are going to live to be 90. Most men will live to be at least 85. If you want to look good and feel good, you have to do some maintenance. Like, how can you drive a car for 90 years and not put any effort into it? And like your dentist says, you know, you don't have to floss all your teeth, just the ones you want to keep. Like, it's the same way with your face. You don't have to take care of any of your face, but just the features you want to preserve. So I think if you don't put effort into it, Mother Nature does wear you down with time and gravity and changes of the fat pads, changing the volumes, redistributing. So it's really natural to want to look good.
Yeah.
It's important to do things gradually so that you can look good long term.
And I think it's also about learning to, like, do those things for yourself and not for, like, a societal, like, norm.
Yes.
That's sort of the way that I approach it. Like, doing these fillers and microneedling and, like, all of this stuff makes me feel really good and confident. And I do it for myself, not for anybody else. And, like,
I think
that's like a big part of it is doing things that make you feel good and taking care of yourself for yourself. And so that's why I show up, because I want to feel good about myself, and Dr. K helps me do that.
You're so sweet, and I love that you're transparent. You tell your fans about it, because I have plenty of clients that come in and they want to talk about my hand lotion and my face creams and like the other products that we have here, and they don't want to be honest about, yes, I'm doing Botox, yes, I'm doing lip fillers, and like they're just displaying this image on Instagram of, you know, beauty that's unearthly and so exquisite, and then making other young girls feel like it's something that everybody
like
has
you're just supposed to look that way.
Yeah,
you know?
Like you roll out of bed with that face every day, and actually you put a lot of time, effort, money, and injections into that. I have three daughters, so I want my daughters to grow up being super natural and healthy and not being obsessed with their looks, but at the same time taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
So I think that's so important that we are reaching out to this Instagram generation. All of your followers are like 20 to 30 somethings, and mine too. And I want to teach them the right way to look at beauty. Like, yes, do something to have your confidence, don't forget your brain, because otherwise you're just going to be empty-headed.
Yeah.
You won't go far. Your looks will wear out.
Yeah.
But also just remember that everything you see out there is a Photoshopped image, mostly. Nobody has a perfect Instagram face.
Yeah.
And frankly, I'm sorry to say, all my makeup artist friends, but I'm a little tired of the pressure to have, like, flawless 4-hour makeup every
yeah.
day. Like, just these makeup artists are, like, sort of pushing limit on how much war paint do you need to put on every day.
Yeah.
I mean, I want people to have great skin and do a little touch of accenting, but I don't know about you. But.
Yeah, I mean, and that's part of, for me, too, I feel like why I like to come see you and talk to you about certain products or certain fillers or things that will, like, help, because I don't always want to have to wear, like, a bunch of makeup.
Me neither.
The under-eye thing is the best, because when I need to get them done
the
today.
The filler.
But the under-eye filler is the best, because I'm Italian, I have, like, hereditary, like, just dark circles under my eyes, I always have. I feel like I had them when I was, like, a kid.
Yeah.
And then when you started filling them, I started to just feel like I didn't have to put on under-eye concealer,
yes.
and I could go out and sort of be, like, okay, I have, like, a little, like, you know, tinted, I use your tinted sunscreen, which I love, because that sort of just does, like, a quick, like, gloss over the face.
That's amazing, like, a layer of just
yeah.
pretty
and
softness.
You just look like you've slept. And, like, as a musician with my schedule, like, especially on tour, I also got really sick on tour, and Dr. K, like, got me medicine and, like, helped me totally get better.
She's,
so
you were
she
Snapchatting.
Doubles, yeah.
She Snapchatted, like, I'm so sick.
And she was like, do you need my help? I was like, yes. So not only does she help my skin, but she
yes.
saved my life on tour.
Well, anytime.
But,
I come see you in concert one day.
I know you do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, it's like, my lifestyle is very, like, hectic and crazy, and when I'm on the road, I, like, don't sleep a lot. So when I have these things done, it just sort of, like, help, it allows my job to be easier, because I can wake up and just sort of be like, okay, I look more fresh-faced
yes.
than I would mm-hmm. if I was just cruising at this at my own speed, you know?
That's right. Well, I think it's a really important point, like, to be makeup-free and to be confident
yeah.
is critical. And, like, the right skincare at the right age,
mm-hmm.
You know, don't invest a ton of money in Sephora and Nordstrom
yeah.
products, because I'm sorry to say, but they're, like, 2% active ingredients. And you're definitely going to get better results when you use physician-grade products.
Yeah.
So I think that's, like, a good message for your followers and people that are, like, you're breaking out a lot. Like, sure, learn how to put makeup on, but please, can you fix
yeah.
the underlying problem
yeah.
and not cover it? And
yeah.
same thing with your face for facial aging. Like, if you have the hollows,
mm-hmm.
we can treat that. Today, probably we're going to do a little touch of filler for the cheeks to give you a little lift. And a little bit in the jawline. So those are the normal aging patterns. I think in your 20s to 30s, the under eye skin thins and the cheek pad falls. And then when we notice a separation between the pretty cheekbone and the pad right here, that's a perfect time to do a little touch of cheek lifting filler, followed by, if you're looking jowly, we do a jawline filler, and that tightens everything up. And then I really think with these fillers, we have the power to make people look good well into their 60s before you have to even think about a facelift.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want my patients to look good and feel good. Nobody really wants a ton of downtime these days. So
no.
I'm a surgeon, but I'm shooting myself in the foot.
Well, everyone lives such busy lives. It's good
yeah.
to be able to do something and then just be like, okay, I can go run my errands, like,
yeah.
right immediately after, you know?
Exactly. So, and what did you think of microneedling?
I'm obsessed with microneedling. I've only done it once, but I just remember you did it, and then the following day I woke up and my skin looked like I was a teenager again.
Like, radiant.
Like, it was
so
glowy. I have a lot of hyperpigmentation from hormonal acne, and it
yeah.
really helped to fade that. And I know that you told me, like, you kind of have to keep doing it.
Yes.
And so I, like, haven't done it in a while, so I'm, like, fully obsessed with doing it again.
Today. Let's do it today.
I know I want to. I, like, have been thinking about it so much. But, and it's something that I've been telling a lot of my friends and followers about, like, when they ask, like, how did you like that? I'm like, oh, well, it totally made me feel like my skin was, like, brand new the
it's
following
kinda like
day.
It's kind of, like, reborn.
Yeah.
I, honestly, like, not to be too dramatic, but the little small openings in the surface of the skin allows all those products to go and penetrate deep, and you get the stem cell growth factor, so you literally turn on new production of proteins
yeah.
and collagens that you haven't, that have been dormant for a long
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
And, like, that dullness kind of transforms, and I think it's, you should not do facials. you should put your money into microneedling.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's
powerful.
I totally agree. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm so excited to do that for you today.
Yay.
All right. Thank you. Well, thanks for coming on.
Of
Everybody,
course.
Please go follow Bethany Cosentino at The Best Coast. And
subscribe.
Subscribe. She's teaching me the ropes.
Like and subscribe.
That's right. And follow me on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K. Thanks.